A reminder to all outdoorsmen, don't commit license fraud when buying your licenses and tags. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. One of the most common fish and game violations conservation officers investigate doesn't occur out in the field, but at the license vendor, when a person makes a fraudulent license purchase or purchases of a wrong class license, such as when a non-resident purchases a resident license using some sort of false information. Here's fish and game official Roger Phillips.
There's obviously a big difference in prices between resident and non-residents. And now that we have, you know, curtailed the use of non-residents, some folks who, you know, might be tempted to try to buy a resident license that they're not entitled to. And we do have ways to follow up and catch these folks, and it can get very expensive. So we just really discourage people from taking that temptation and that risk.
During one wrong class license investigation, officers discovered that a husband and wife had been cheating the system by using the address of a friend to purchase resident hunting and fishing licenses. Both were sentenced to a one-year loss of licenses and a total reimbursement to Fish and Game of nearly $12,000. Questions? Talk to your Fish and Game regional office. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.